The Old Testament reading for the Festival of the Reformation is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 16. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus said, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the gospel of the Lord. Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame. Those words from Psalm 119, verse 46, are the antiphon of our introit today, but they are also a verse that has been associated with an event in our history. The verse is often referenced when on June 25th, 1530, princes and rulers, really primarily laymen, all stood before Emperor Charles V at a place called Augsburg, and they presented a confession of faith. They stood, and they did not trust in their positions, their own wit, or even their own merits. They stood on the confession of God's word alone, and this was their confession. And the Augsburg Confession is sometimes referred to as the Magna Carta of the Lutheran Church, and often through history, the Lutheran Church has aptly been called the Church of the Augsburg Confession. Our own congregation is, in fact, not simply St. John's Lutheran Church, and it's not even St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. No, our church is St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Unaltered Augsburg Confession. It was on our bulletin this past anniversary. That's technically what our name is. So the boldness of those men to stand before kings and not be put to shame is the same boldness that we celebrate on Reformation Day. To stand in the face of earthly rulers and speak what God's word says, or nail 95 theses to a door so that public discussion and debate may occur, is the confidence that comes only from the Holy Spirit, who has revealed and worked through his very word. So what was it that God revealed to these men that they would risk everything, even forsake, and rather than forsake this confession? Well, this: "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." This is what God preached to them through his word, and so they confessed in the Augsburg Confession. "Our churches teach that people cannot be justified before God by their own strength, merits, or works. People are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith when they believe that they are received into favor and that their sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. By his death, Christ made satisfaction for our sins. God counts this faith for righteousness in his sight." And so it's a very freeing thing then to confess this faith. When you confess the faith, you are speaking what God has spoken to you through the scriptures. Think about that for a moment. Those words God places upon your lips, even as he has spoken to you. Faith is a gift, and this faith confesses. So the role then of conscience can't be understated, and it goes along with this whole verse of not being put to shame even as we stand before kings. To not be put to shame as you confess the faith is to stand before the world and even God himself with a clean conscience, one that is not burdened by sin, not by death, not by the devil, and not by the fallen world around you. So those men who presented the Augsburg Confession could stand before an earthly ruler because they knew where they stood with God. The Epistle to the Romans mentions not once, not twice, but three times that those who trust or hope or believe in Christ will not be put to shame. They knew they were righteous before God on account of Christ and his life, death, and resurrection. They trusted this. They knew that they had the righteousness of faith, which is to say they have the righteousness of Christ. And the scriptures tell us the righteous shall live by faith. Now, Jesus brings up something in the gospel reading that is a result of faithfully confessing the scriptures. Here again the words. Jesus said, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." So as we are in this church, in this world, we are the church militant. You always notice the color of the pyramids today are red. Color of the Holy Spirit, color of fire. And it's that zeal that burns and is produced by God that spills out and confesses before God and man what you have been given out of God's sheer grace and mercy in Christ. The pyramids are also red as well at various times in the church year because it's associated with blood. With a bold confession both upon their lips and with their own lives, many prophets, evangelists, apostles, pastors, men, women, children have been martyred and still are to this day. They spoke with their own lives as a testimony to God before kings and were not put to shame, even as they were put to death. They had something far greater. They had and still have the eternal gospel, which gave them the one who ransomed them by his own blood and is the resurrection and the life, Jesus. And it's with this boldness and this same Lord and faith that you celebrate Reformation today with that same confidence. It is to remain in God's word, which is the word of truth. It's to take your sin seriously and understand that there is no way you can save yourself. And likewise, it's to see that you cannot continue in your sin and into that slavery which God has ransomed you from. No, you know the truth and you confess your sin. You cling to Christ, who is your Redeemer and has ransomed you from sin, death, and the devil and your own fallen flesh by his own precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And he has done this by his grace alone. And it's yours through faith alone as received through the means of grace alone. So you may never stand before a king. You may never stand before an emperor or really any other authority in this world that may threaten you. But the confidence that you have is the same, because your Lord is the same. And likewise, those promises are the same for you as well, that you will never be put to shame as you believe in Christ. So no matter what you face in this life, be it good, bad, or indifferent, you are righteous before the very face of God, because Christ has redeemed you, and you have him and his righteousness through faith alone. So even if the world, even if your own family, your friends, and everyone else be against you, you have Christ and his glory, and there is no shame in him, and there's no shame in you. Romans 5 beautifully proclaims, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." So you see, dear people of God, this is the thing in all this reality that is living in this world in the kingdom of God, which suffers violence. You have peace with God because you have been justified through faith. This is the faith you have been given and the faith that God will most assuredly preserve you in through his word and sacraments. This is the faith that has been handed down to you through the ages by the prophets, the apostles, the martyrs, the fathers of the church, and the reformers like Martin Luther. That is to say, this is the Christian faith you have in Christ Jesus. Take this all to heart and celebrate Reformation Day. The reading from the Revelation to St. John beautifully says, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.'" That eternal gospel was proclaimed by Luther. It's confessed by the Lutheran confessions, and you see this gospel, the eternal gospel, will not be overcome. That's the hope placed before you this evening, too, as you see God and his word and you endure those crosses that come with it. You know the gospel is eternal, You know that the grass withers, but the flower and the flower fades, but the word of our God will endure forever. And the letter to the Hebrews also gives you comfort and encourages you this evening, as we hear, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living water that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Draw near to Jesus, for he is indeed faithful, he who is the victor who has fought for you and gives you the victory through faith. Here you are in this holy place, and he is here for you. Your conscience is free, it's clear, and that's nothing insignificant. The boldness of the Reformation is to join with Luther in his words from a mighty fortress when he wrote, and take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Notice there's no shame, but only victory. So even if everything and everyone should be taken away from you, you have Christ. You have the eternal gospel. And this is the Christian faith you celebrate today. Go out into the world as free people, which is what the word Lutheran means, derived from that word in John 8, being set free. Just as those who believe in Christ will never be put to shame, never ever be ashamed of being a Lutheran, because it is the faithful confession of Christ. You are Lutherans, people free to really live as heirs of eternal life. Always abide in the word of Jesus each day and cling to that word, finding rest in the arms of your Lord, who is faithful to you in all things. Sing out loudly the gospel that you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, given through the scriptures alone. Be steadfast and immovable in this faith, and know that you are not alone, but your fellow saints stand before you, confessing the same truth as they have through the ages. Pray to the Lord that he keeps you always in his word, and he produces abundant fruit as he promises, for you are his branches. And with Luther and the reformers and God's saints, you possess with all tribes, languages, nations, and peoples this eternal gospel of Christ. The church unfurls the banner of our confession then, as we speak clearly that we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. So what a great treasure to have this gift of God, which makes you disciples of Jesus, makes you as sons of God through faith. Thanks be to God for such truth that is spoken and confessed. God guard and keep you from an apathy that doesn't care or is afraid to always speak the truth boldly in all places and great humility as one redeemed by Christ. The Lord keep you steadfast in his word and faithful to this unchanging eternal truth as you go through this world until that day when you stand before him in glory. But until that day, stand in faith. And with those men of the Augsburg Confession, confess what the scriptures teach, that I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.